Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another Ogletree Deacons Global Solutions podcast. My name is Enrique del Cueto Perez, and I am off counsel with the cross-border practice group based in the Miami office. Today, as part of our flash briefing series, we talk about COVID-19 reporting requirements, particularly in Puerto Rico. With COVID-19 cases spiking anew and the government re-implementing precautionary requirements and restrictions, one of the questions I have often received from clients as of late is whether there is a COVID-19 reporting requirement for employers in Puerto Rico. And the answer is yes. Employers must disclose to local health authorities when there is a confirmed or suspected employee case of COVID-19 out of the workplace. If you're asking yourself, how is this reporting done? Well, it's carried out through a form created by the local Department of Health, which the employer must complete and submit electronically to the following email address: covidpatronos@salud.pr.gov. I'm going to spell that for you. It's covidpatronos, COVIDPATRONOS, at Salud, salud.pr.gov. In addition to reporting any actual or suspected cases, the employer must use the form to describe any adopted preventive measures, as well as any remedial actions that have been taken to address or minimize contagion at the workplace. Among others, the temporary closure of the establishment, deep cleaning and disinfecting the workplace, and or directing employees to work remotely. For those of you who are not aware, this reporting requirement is actually not new. It's been in effect since August 22nd of this year, and it will continue to be in effect at least through December 11, 2020, which is the date of expiration of the current governor's executive order that mandates the reporting requirement. However, due to the ongoing surge of COVID-19 cases, I think it's all but certain that this reporting requirement will continue beyond December 11th and into the new year. I stress the importance of employers complying with this reporting requirement, not only because of the fact that having a positive or a suspected case of COVID-19 at the workplace will most likely have an impact on its workforce and therefore on its operations locally, but also because executive orders, as some of you may know, provide for both civil and criminal penalties. Thank you for your interest in this topic and for listening. Until the next time.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.